This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The New Hampshire House has passed a bill that would require courts to instruct jurors of the option of jury nullification. That's when a jury can return a verdict of not guilty if the jurors believe a guilty verdict would be unjust. Juries in New Hampshire already have the right to jury nullification, though it's rarely used. Joining me now for a look at jury nullification is Buzz Scher. He's a professor at UNH School of Law. Thank you very much for being here.
Pleasure to be here.
Can you give us an example of how jury nullification has been used in New Hampshire?
Yeah, there's a recent case in which somebody was raising marijuana for personal use and perhaps medicinal purposes and was charged with possession with intent to sell, I believe. And his lawyer argued to the jury, yes, he has done all that the prosecution has charged him with, but I'm asking, this is a incorrect and wrong, unjust application of this law, and I'm asking you to acquit him nonetheless. And that's really a jury nullification argument, and the jury acquitted him.
So he was technically guilty. He had done everything that the prosecution had accused him of doing, but the jury just said, no.
Yeah, his defense lawyer said to the jury, effectively, the prosecution has proven all the elements of the crime he's charged with, and so you can find him guilty, but I'm asking you not to because it would be an unjust result.
So defense attorneys in New Hampshire have the right to tell juries that they can return a verdict of not guilty, even if the defendant is technically guilty. So why, instead of this law, don't defense attorneys just make more noise about jury nullification if they want to?
The way in which defense lawyers can talk about it before juries is pretty limited. There's a let me step back a second and give context. When judges are telling the jury what the law is they must apply to the case, they're defining really important terms. And when they tell the jury what the meaning of beyond a reasonable doubt is and how they go about their decision making, they're required by the New Hampshire Supreme Court to use a particular body of language in that definition so that all judges are consistent in what they do. It's called the Wentworth Instruction. It's named after a particular case, State versus Wentworth. And in relevant part, that instruction says, If you find members of the jury that the prosecution has not proven all the elements of its case beyond a reasonable doubt, which is their obligation, you must find the defendant not guilty.
Must find them not guilty.
Correct. If you find that the prosecution has proven all the elements of the crime the defendant is charged with beyond a reasonable doubt, you should find them not guilty. Should rather than must. Buried in that one word, one verb, should, that is what defense attorneys work with in saying, you don't have to if you don't want to, even though they've proven the case beyond a reasonable doubt. But the judge is not obligated, and actually the New Hampshire Supreme Court has made it clear, they don't want judges going beyond giving that language to the jury and talking about jury nullification. So the change that the legislature has passed essentially adds language and amplifies the word should. They say, however, if you find that the state has proved all the elements of the offense charged beyond a reasonable doubt, but you find that based upon the facts of this case, a guilty verdict will yield an unjust result, you may find the defendant not guilty. That's much more expansive language, number one, and the judge is required to give that, number two. So that is a bigger window through which the defense lawyer can enter a discussion with the jury in closing argument about jury nullification.
Why do you think this the state Supreme Court would be opposed to making the idea of jury nullification more prominent and clear?
Well, the Supreme Court is, their obligation is to uphold the law. And jury nullification is this, you're begging the jury to delightfully and annoyingly issue a rogue verdict to say, even though the law says we're supposed to find this guy guilty, we should find him guilty, we're not going to do it. So I think as an institution that supports the law as it is not inclined to encourage rogue verdicts. They want juries, and I think we all in most cases want juries, to follow the law. Once we have juries that are doing whatever the heck they want to do, if that's going on too broadly, it's a little troubling. By the same token, it's really important to have this safety valve, and that's called jury nullification. And that's really the balance that has always been at play in thinking about jury nullification for the last, you know, getting on 300 years.
How do other states handle the issue of jury nullification?
Yes, is the right answer to that. there are so many variations on how other states handle it that that's really the only useful piece of information I can give you.
Lots of variation. Okay. So if this law passes the Senate and is signed into law, what would the effect be of having judges or courts explain more explicitly to juries what jury nullification is and that this option is at their disposal?
The cute conservative lawyer answer to that is, we shall see. It certainly begs jurors to more directly confront what is, without the intermediate static and knowledge, that is the definitions that the law provides them with. Sometimes it's incredibly valuable knowledge. Sometimes it feels like static in between doing the case and doing the just thing. So it begs the jury in a more direct and immediate way, and the judge is doing this, to think about what's the just outcome in the case. So undoubtedly there'll be more juries who find somebody not guilty based on it otherwise would be an unjust outcome if they found them guilty. But time to get a new lawyer if your lawyer is telling you that we're going to win this case based on that.
Gotcha. All right. Buzz Scher, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
That's Buzz Scher. He's professor of law at UNH School of Law.